Fifth by zero. Really? Okay, guess what the population of Poland is? Guess the population of Poland. I have it here.
Okay.
13 million? 36 million? 30. Anyone else? This is for 8,000 rupees. How many?
26.
Okay, David Frosta? 50
million, I don't know.
50.
15.
5 0. Frosta? 36, it is. 36.6. So someone said 30? You would think the winner. Okay. 8,000 rupees to you. It's about $300. Okay, so we start. Should we make an agenda we want to discuss? We have half an hour. Any topics?
I have a little feedback from Sasha on your tax exempt form.
Okay. Sasha on tax exempt status. Okay. Cleaning of what? That was some ongoing thing. Cars. What else? Cars, cleaning, the tax exempt status.
Sunday feast.
Sunday feast. Okay. Anything else?
Like Monday after Sunday feast.
Okay, that'll be part of this Sunday feast discussion. Black Monday. Perfect Sunday and Black Monday. Lakshman. Okay. Anything you want to discuss?
Not enough pizza.
Yeah, we talked about pizza.
Not enough pasta also. No cheese in pasta.
Is it true that you haven't had any pizza since you've been here? None at all?
We have it.
Even with Sanjeev, you didn't get any pizza?
We took.
You did take? Okay. True confessions. Karmi pizza, right? Karmi pizza, right?
No.
Where?
Nothing, no pizza.
Los Angeles.
Where? Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was only you. Okay. Anybody, anything else? Phones, cars, cold, huh?
Everything okay, but Windows...
yeah.
Windows broken? What's wrong?
Everything okay, but at morning it's just everything got frozen.
Are the topics in relationship to IC or to the entire?
This is an IC staff meeting, really. Okay, so we got the Sunday feast and following day the cars, cleaning, and tax exempt status. And then meeting next week will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Is that okay? Okay. So tax exempt status first. I may have to drink this before it gets cold.
Basically, he said he would investigate. If he's going out of town, and when he comes back, he'll just make that a priority. So he didn't
okay, okay. That's good. Yeah, it shouldn't be. Okay. Cleaning. How have we been progressing? The kitchen's a cleaner.
Yeah, I'm finding instead of
you're finding only dry garbage in your waste
garbage
basket.
Garbage instead of here. I started finding in the freezer. Yeah. No flies, everything got frozen, no smell. So I okay. think just Guru Maharaj, I don't know, is it possible to make a policy somewhere? Put small can, garbage can, and just small, so it won't accumulate.
Okay, here's the solution. First of all, we shouldn't take anything back from the home engagements. There's no reason to take anything away, because all we're doing is accumulating. Unless we know it's going to go to some person who's going to eat it that night. It's just a bad habit we've gotten into. We just have to stop doing it. We go to a lot of engagements, and sometimes they, you know, just load us up, and sometimes we say we can't eat. But I think we should have a system, if we're going to take it away, to feed it to some other living entities before it gets into this refrigerator, because it's just, you know, most of it doesn't get eaten. And it's just, we shouldn't put it in there in the first place. And also, who's ever cooking, if you're cooking for me and someone else, if there's more, if there's some left over, either the cooks or anyone else should finish off whatever's not eaten. It just should be that day. I mean, that's the procedure, you know. Just putting garbage from one place to another place isn't going to make it go away. It just should be eaten when it's prashadam.
So maybe we can just, make small trash can, but make sure, say, out person that I can take at the end of the day, but not just like, I don't know, but it's better, so who puts there, you just at the end of, say, whenever you, somebody cooking for you, and they finishing whatever, or after lunch, which we had here, say, it will be just like packed and taken away, but it's, we have some kind of container in which we put, because...
But my point is that container is just going to end up going down to the dumpster. And as long as that container is sitting there, it's going to attract flies and dirt. So what we agreed upon is that whatever's left over, right at that time, just as the kitchen has to be clean, taken out to the dumpster in a plastic bag.
There
much
was an
easier.
Awesome feeding out of the bucket Sunday night.
Good. He's getting very spiritually benefited.
Big opossum.
Yeah.
Opossum?
Opossum?
What is it? Raccoon?
An animal. Raccoon, probably.
Part of the raccoon family. Yeah. Muskrat.
Oh, that's good. We have a spiritual raccoon and a new devotee. Anyway, we just have to be sure to keep it clean. I know Nudima spent a lot in getting the gutters put in and did some stuff in my bathroom over here. And we've saved the place from this. The gutters have saved it from rotting the foundation. Because what used to happen is because someone took off the gutters at some point, all the water just came right off the roof, went right into the ground, and has been eating away at the foundations of the building for, some years. So at least that's not happening now. And I spent $50 on a plumber and stopped the water and just dribbling into the toilet, which was, amounting to hundreds of dollars. So there's a lot of little things we just have to be aware of. If you see something wrong, we should fix it. There's also smoke detectors that need to be replaced. And this, I think we're going to have to replace. This doesn't work. Get some proper track lighting in this room.
Yeah, that light is just like centered somewhere, but the whole building, everything appearance is dark.
Yeah.
Some light is in one spot, but the whole room is dark.
Yeah.
It's not comfortable at all.
Is there anything else about the cleaning that we need to do or think about? How about cars? Well, cars. This is what we're proposing now to do with. We've got three vehicles to put Subal in charge of the green van, Alexei in charge of the Cadillac, which is Bonamoy now wants to sign over on the basis we're going to take care of it, which is pretty reasonable. And what about the Toyota? Will we decide who's going to be in charge of that? I don't think we did. We talked about those two.
Santa Claus.
Huh? Who? Did we?
Yeah, we don't really know anything about cars. So oh,
okay.
Well, yesterday we got into that car. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Yeah.
It was just like big trash can.
So is the green van. So is the green van, Subal. So many things. Yesterday I got in both cars.
Yeah.
Both trash. There's a bag of prasadam laying in the green van. There's envelopes, FedEx envelopes in the back.
Okay.
Papers and the like,
the main thing about cars, you don't have to know a lot about them, but we can also have a little car class sometimes, like a computer class. But the main thing is, it's got to be kept clean, inside and outside. That means wash regularly. Every time that you go to get gas, you check the oil, the water, and the tire pressure, and always keep an eye on the instruments to see that nothing is flashing red or over in the red zone, the needle. And, you know, anybody who does that can, you know, more or less make sure that nothing too bad happens. If it's making some horrible noise, then you have to stop it and get it fixed. Yeah.
Are we talking about the Sankirtan van now?
No, we're only talking about the white Toyota, the green van, and the gray Cadillac.
Oh, I didn't know we had a Toyota.
Yeah.
I was going to mention the Sankirtan van. I told Madhav Pandit I would clean it because
I
checked the tires, the oil.
Mm-hmm.
The tires were low.
And then bring it back. Always make sure there's gas in it. Don't bring it back empty. That's another thing. And is this something we've designated that it's okay and good to use credit cards for getting gas rather than cash? I think it's probably even easier.
Always
use credit card, because then we have a record. And it's always on the get a receipt always, and it always tells on the receipt what it was, even if you had to buy oil. Yeah?
One should not be advanced in the cars, but you only have to see it in the white Toyota. You can understand that it's very dangerous to drive.
That's what they
did.
I don't know if it's so dangerous. It's just not power steering. It's a manual steering. It doesn't have power steering. There's nothing dangerous about it.
It's not manual steering.
There's nothing dangerous about it. It's just not a fancy car.
Okay.
It doesn't have power steering.
At least I think so. There's a power steering. It's there, but it's broken. This is why it's...
Okay, wait. No, I think...
When you're driving, it's beaten.
Huh?
It's difficult to drive. Yeah, it's an old car.
It's no one car. Even big truck. It doesn't.
I had a Datsun that was just like it for 10 years. Not all cars have power steering.
Unless you just suggest to check it out.
I drove many cars, 10 years, 20 years. I have two cars, 20 years. No problem.
Are you saying the steering is loose or it's just too hard?
Too hard. And it's beaten when you are driving. It's beaten like anything.
It's making that shaking. Really shaking. Like it's
impossible.
He just suggests that it's something wrong. It just has to be
with the steering.
Advantage is using that.
Okay, what about? Is there anything else anyone notices wrong with it besides the fact that the seatbelt doesn't work in the front driver's seat and the steering?
Oh, car that doesn't work very well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's something we can use for local driving. I mean, when you say it's horrible to drive, is it? It's horrible compared to a new Cadillac.
It should be fixed.
For the sake of interest, just drive from here to there. You can see you won't be able to turn that steering wheel with one hand. Even with both hands, it's difficult. It's really difficult. And it's difficult.
All right. So point is, we've got two cars that we know are reasonably functional. We've got the green one and we've got the gray one. And what I'd like you to do is take responsibility, and that means, you know, it has to be clean. You know, just clean it, and you're going to have the keys, and he'll have the keys to the Cadillac. And you just have to make sure that, you know, it's got gas in it and that people gradually become responsible. And, you know, the way we can function smoothly is to just check with one of them before you go anywhere. Because the worst thing is that someone needs a car and, you know, nobody knows where it went or who took it. So at least to check in with the main person. And then if you think someone else needs it, you can say, wait a minute, so-and-so might need it, or just ask around.
I think it will be much easier because you can ask if you need that green van. I think it's a rare case where no way to have.
Well, it's nice to have three cars, so I think that it should be looked at, that white car, to see how much fixing it actually needs. If it's just steering, if that's the only thing that's wrong with it and the seat belt, then, you know, it may not be a problem. If there's serious problems with the transmission or the engine or the alignment or anything else, then you know, it might be. But if it's mainly steering, then it's not a big thing. It could, you know, is it a Toyota?
Toyota.
And I had a Toyota and it lasted for years, 10 years. Look, we're not in the land of, you know, just money grows on trees. If it's a usable vehicle and it can be fixed at a reasonable price, we're going to keep it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it's broken and it's going to cost more money than it is to get a new one, we'll get a new one. But just because it's hard to drive, we shouldn't reject it. Let's see if we can fix it.
Alicia was saying it's not just like this point. The point is dangerous. It may be dangerous to drive.
Because of the steering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well that...
Because it's usually that causes some...
Not only because it's hard, it can't stop.
It can block wheels.
All right, well, let's have it looked at. We got a difference of opinion. It's hard to drive. Let's just have it looked at and get an estimate of what it's going to cost.
And if it's wrong,
all right.
Check it out. If everything's okay.
Yeah.
At least this.
Okay. So who's going to take it in and have it looked at?
I think we can manage it.
Between you two? And he's... David Foster, where's the place that you could have the steering checked?
I took it in and had it checked once, and they fixed it. The tires are out of balance. You can take it to...
out of alignment, you mean? Out of alignment.
Out of balance.
Oh, balance, okay.
As a result, it was wobbling, and they fixed it. But you could take it to Goodyear or to Midas.
Midas?
Yeah. Goodyear tires.
Okay, can you make a note of this so you know? Or just maybe you can talk with David Foster. So it could be an alignment problem. It could be... fluid problem.
Yes, my personal main point. So just to check if it's dangerous or not. I mean, it's hard to drive.
So we're going to check it.
See, that's all right.
We're going to check it. That we've agreed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to check.
All right. And who's going to look after that car once if it's fixed and declared to be not dangerous? Rajasana?
Responsible for it, but like, I go out once a week and I forget. I mean, maybe someone, David Foster, really drives it more often, wants to.
Yeah. I mean, I can do it, it's just might be more practical
another way.
Well, I think it'd be good if you did it. If it's declared, not dangerous, then we can get it reasonably and get that. And that other thing is the seatbelt has to be fixed. That's illegal. To not have a seatbelt in the front.
$50.
Anyway, why don't you just try it out for a month and we'll reassess it and see how it's going to go. You can do it. All right. Well, are you willing to do this? It means you got to kind of keep the keys and all right. Good. All right. That's the one. All right. Okay. Now Sunday feast. Rajasthan, this is your topic.
Oh, yeah. It begins at 5 o'clock, just to let everyone know, because every week at 5 o'clock, Mother of the Pundits standing in the temple is trying to have a kirtan of his own. And we should either change the program or devotees maybe try and come at 5.
Yeah.
Because I know everyone's busy. And
well, we kind of, I don't know if we formalized it, but we had a consensus, as I remember, kind of consensus, that Monday was going to be the cleanup day. And traditionally, and I think Anudama has his one day, his Saturday is his cleanup day. Most people, and I think we need to do it ourselves, should have one day where we kind of reorganize and clean. Like, it's a good day. Even in those books of time management say you're supposed to take one day, look at your whole week ahead or 2 weeks and plan, and so it's also a good day to clean up. So I was thinking what would really be ideal is to just not do anything that we ordinarily do on Sunday, and ordinarily do on other days. And on Sunday, just use it for cleaning and planning and then doing the Sunday feast. And one thing we can do that makes it more fun than just drudgery is to think of what would be the ideal Sunday feast. So, I mean, I'd like to propose that by the next Wednesday, everyone writes down what they think would be the ideal Sunday feast. What should happen? What the place should look like, what people should do, what time it should be, what kind of a lecture it should be. Just write down what you think. Just let your pen start writing. What would be the ideal things? And then let's see if we can try it. Just make it happen. Because it's not difficult. But everyone has to kind of surrender to it. And it becomes a real showcase. And this is the way it used to be in the early days, and there's no reason why we can't do it. I remember in Los Angeles, when it was a Sunday feast, everybody just sort of dropped everything and made it, everyone that walked in there felt like they were king and queen.
I mean, even in South Africa, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, every Sunday, he had everybody all fired up. 2:30, everyone in the temple being your Sunday best. And everyone at 2:30 were in the temple.
Yeah, of course you have the feast earlier down there. But we should do it for a certain time, like, you know, and if we want to make the place look really festive and really clean and get someone to, you know, direct the parking, and, you know, we should just make a list of everything. Like, we should just imagine that we're coming to this temple for the first time, and the goal is that I'm going to come back. In other words, our goal is to get people to want to come back and bring as often as they can, as bring as many people as they can. So what is it going to take for us to do besides making a really nice feast, you know, and a really nice kirtan? I mean, all the things that create that kind of an atmosphere, friendly people, greeter. And let's talk about it, and then maybe we can actually do this on Sundays. We can make a master list of all the things that would make a perfect Sunday.
Make a Disney World.
Yeah, and, you know, a place, something for the kids, you know, a place where the kids can, I mean, let's see what we can reasonably do. And, you know, if the Sunday school isn't happening, let's figure out a way to do it. And just make it like a real showcase for Krishna consciousness. And the lecture could be, you know, we could have a video maybe every other Sunday. So it could be, you know, what to do maybe over a month's time. Maybe we could show Hare Krishna Day every fourth Sunday or, you know, something, some video, just to break it up a little bit. So can we do that next we just bring a list of all the perfect Sunday feast.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Of course they're illegal in Maryland.
Anyway, we have the Ravana burning once a year. We have games for the kids.
Have a play at the end.
A play is fantastic, yeah. We could have tours at the communications office.
Yeah, I could just write down maybe what they could do personally rather than what would be the idea, what they have to offer the Sunday feast.
Yeah. Think of Sunday practical things, like, you know, that, you know, when you write them down, things that you can do yourself.
Yeah, what they'd love to be following.
Yeah. So it's both things, you know, what you write down, what is practical and you can do, and then what, you know, in a more ideal situation, what we can work for in the future. But, you know, we need to do some realistic things. Oh, there's one other thing too for the meeting. I would like everybody to write down the mission statement. We just have a few minutes while everyone can write it down. So we forgot to do that. So next Wednesday there's be two things. We'll write the mission statement, we'll come with a perfect Sunday feast list. Just like memorizing a short shloka.
We have a program, martial arts by two Tamil Brahmins.
Yeah, Bhakti Tirthamraj has it. He has a martial arts guy that does things. Oh, there's one other thing I'd like to request of my disciples, and that is, I think something that would really help is on the classes. If, you know, just sometime when I get back, I don't want to start this week, but I'd like, you know, it really helps concentrate on class if you could just make a note, like after the class, what were the three things that struck you the most in a class? Because there's something very nice to learn from every class, and if you just make a little notation, starting next week, what were the three things that you want to remember? Because I know sometimes there's even Prabhupada tapes on it. I've asked devotees, what did you think of the tape? It was pretty nice. And was, you know, they don't even know what book he was quoting from or what verse it was, or, you know, nothing kind of stuck. So it'll help us. It'll just help our hearing. And I usually recommend people take notes in class, but if you don't do that, at least, you know, you could jot down some ideas. It really helps. There's so much you can learn from everybody. Even Lakshman, when he gives class, it'll have something to write down. Can you give a class? Sometime?
Tomorrow.
He's ready. I asked him if he had to be initiated to do things in Vrindavan, like lead Guru Puja or offer arti to Prabhupada. And he said, no, in Vrindavan, we can do everything. Is that right?
No.
I didn't think so. A lot of things. So I'll be staying at Krishnananda's tomorrow through next Tuesday, and you've got the number. Here someone has the number. Okay, anything else? We'll probably leave. I need to get a ride out to the airport, by the way. Leave at about 3:30. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.